to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbra Taylash. The headlines. SEPA Zambia concerned with reports of attacks on Mills Field in Livingstone. Manchester United fan club gives back to the community through annual charity initiative. In international news, 5 killed in suspected suicide bombing at mosque in Nigeria's Borno State. And in sports, Chipolopolo train at Labi Zauli. And now the news in detail. Serve the Environment and People's Urgency SEPA Zambia is concerned with the report that over 500 households in Livingstone West and Nasazu camps have had their maize fields attacked by swarms of short-horned grasshoppers, while more than 100 hectares have also been affected by armyworms. SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Zulumuke says this will have an impact on the food security in these farmers' households and the overall food supply in the region. She has since urged the DMMU. To move in quickly with relief food so that people should not be affected beyond limits.
This will have the impact on food security in these farmers' household and in all over food supply in the region. Climate change brings about a lot of disturbances and uncertainty in our lives. Therefore, there is need for preparedness on behalf of the government, through Ministry of Agriculture, to make sure that they move in very quickly to mitigate these insects before they spread to some other places. Preparedness is a key to adapt climate change.
The Manchester United Fan Club Zambia has once again demonstrated its commitment to giving back to the community through its annual charity initiative. This year, supporting Home of Hope Orphanage as part of its festive season activities. We have more details in the following report by Alex Sianga.
Shined with light and families gathered in warmth and tradition as Christmas Day arrived, bringing with it the spirit of joy, generosity and hope. Across communities, the celebration of Merry Christmas marked a moment to pause, reflect and reconnect, sharing goodwill through laughter, music and act of kindness that continues to unite people during the most cherished season of the year. The Manchester United Fan Club Zambia reflected on the same trajectory by giving back to the community through the Home of Hope Orphanage, currently hosting 35 children and 5 adults. Timothy Chiweshe, chairperson of the organizing committee at This to Say and several sponsors.
Okay, so on the items purchased for the orphanage, we have Merry Meal, we have bathing soap, we have rice, we have sugar, we have adult diapers, we have cooking oil, macaron, toilet paper, to just mention a few. So all these items will actually go a long way into alleviating the needs of the children here, and also to ease up the pressure the caregivers actually giving. They are doing a good job, so to say, because it's not a need of a child to lose their parents. You know, I think this should be the message out there, especially to those that are still maybe keeping the children of maybe their dead relatives at home. Don't mistreat them, because it's not their wish or will that they need to lose those parents at the younger age. So having people like Mama Jean, who has actually come to say, okay, I will take care of the children that seem not to have care in their homes that they're coming from, it's the number one gratitude that we need to give to her, because it's not easy raising over 40 children that are here without anything that she's doing to support them. So she needs people like us to make sure that we come on board time and again to make sure that we sustain the needs of these children and many other that might still be coming, because this is a transit home. They'll come here, get the care they need, education as well, so they transit and then others come in, so like that. So we urge each and every individual and corporate partners that can still partner with Manchester United Fan Club Zambia to make sure that we continue with this good cause that we've started for the years that we've been doing it. So with this, we call upon all to come on board.
My name is Ruth Nawa. I'm a medical doctor by profession. I'm also the CEO of Cowell's Closet. It's a clothing brand. So my motivation to start that clothing brand, I'm a single mother, and for me, I'd like to make a difference. You know, there's always been all this backlash about single mothers, and yeah, so for me, I'd like to go into entrepreneurship to bring the change. And so for me to help out with the children, it's a very big deal to us, because children are like the future, and we would want to see a change in them to bring them up in the right direction. We do not want to have a lot more of single mothers, and so to empower them is a very big deal for us. So we decided to partner with Manchester United supporters so that we can bring a change into the lives of these children, because we'd like to see them smile.
I'm Jasua Muntali from Proud Me Foundation, one of the managers there. So Proud Me Foundation, we believe in empowering the vulnerable, the orphans, because we believe this season in particular is all about family, and they do not have that family. So why not share the little we have with the family that they have?
My name is Jean Mlenga. I'm the mother here. I am very grateful for the support that you have given us, and thank you for taking off your time to come and visit us, especially today that tomorrow is Christmas. This brings joy to us and the children as well, you know, who are very happy to receive the things that you have brought, which will go a long way this festive season. And thank you very much for coming. We have 40 children, 35 children and 5 adults who are special.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka, I am Alex Yanga. We go back to the studio and...